You're listening to Jai Long and this is Make Your Break. Hey, today I'm really excited because I'm talking about pushing mental boundaries and mindset. You know, so often we show up when we're inspired and we're feeling motivated, but the real relentless people out there that get big results are the ones that show up when they're inspired, they're motivated, and they also show up when they're uninspired and they're unmotivated. Now, I want you to think about it for yourself. How much more work would you get done? How much more impact would you make? How much further along would you be towards your goals if you showed up in both seasons? The seasons where you're feeling inspired and motivated and the season where you're feeling uninspired and unmotivated. Now, I think about this a lot because for me, I don't know what it is, but I struggle sometimes to like get myself to the gym. And I think I need this wind of inspiration, which maybe is going on looking at some people on reels that are like doing gym stuff. Or I need some sort of wild motivation that's just going to come through the door like a gust of wind that's going to slap me in the face. And it's just saying, okay, John, now's the time. Honestly, I think we condition ourselves to think that we need to be inspired and we need to be motivated to get to work. But the true hustlers out there, they get to work regardless. Now, this kind of reminds me of a little Jack White interview that I watched. I don't know if you know who Jack White is. He is one of my big role models, especially growing up, watching his career. I loved music and things like that. And he was the lead singer of the White Stripes and a lot of other bands. So in this interview, he talks about how he used to be a furniture maker. Now, he said, if he just sat there and waited for inspiration for the clouds to part and for like rays of sunlight to come down from the heavens for him to start, he just wouldn't get started. But what he did do is he'd just get started and then he'd work and then he worked. And then along the way, he would get inspired and then he'd get more inspiration. And then he'd get more motivation as he's seeing the completion. And then by the end, he would look back and go like, damn, that's actually a really good piece of furniture. I actually really like it. And I'm glad that I showed up and I made it. So it's so interesting how we always hold ourselves back. But in this interview, we're going to talk about how we can get ourselves forward. Now, if you don't know who Usher is, she is an amazing educator. She's also a photographer. She's making big waves. She's from California. She's actually just a couple of hours up the road from where we're going to be holding the Unrealistic Workshop in Los Angeles. She's going to be one of the speakers. I'm so glad that she said yes. She's going to join us on stage. I know if you've been listening to this podcast for quite a while, you know how much I love Usher. You know how many times I've interviewed her and we've had big hour-long conversations around mindset and around so many different things. And so I finally get to be in a room with her, get to feed off her energy, and we get to brainstorm and talk about things to get us inspired in our next phase of business as we're self-developing and growing, as everybody will be in that room. So really excited about it. If you don't have your ticket yet for the Unrealistic Workshop, I do suggest you get over there and get yourself a ticket. We do have online tickets and in-person tickets. So if you can't make it to Los Angeles, it's totally fine. You can get online. It's only $47. We'll broadcast both days. And I want you to think about like 90s MTV kind of style, you know, TV where we have a host that's going to be walking around interviewing people in between, interviewing the actual attendees. Attendees are going to be in for a treat. They get free coffees in the morning. We're going to have some drinks on the last day. We'll have a DJ and a few other things. So it's going to be pretty damn fun. Plus, just to be in a room with, I think, some of the best educators in the photography industry and with some of the most ambitious people in the community, I think that's just going to be a game changer in itself. So if you do want a ticket, just head over to my Instagram account, which is jialong.co. DM me the word either workshop or unrealistic, and I'll send you all the details and you can grab yourself a ticket before they sell out. They are starting to sell out now, so really excited for that, but I don't want you to miss out, so make sure you do head over to that. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I'm so happy to be back.
I'm really good. And I'm really excited to be talking to you today and talking about mindset and just having an open conversation and things like that. So before we get started, you've been on the show before, at least once, maybe even twice. And I'm going to link those in the show notes so people can go back and have a listen to those. But would you like to just introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, of course. My name is Asha. I'm a wedding photographer / what would you even call me, Jai? I don't even know what I would call myself at this point.
I don't know if anyone knows what to call themselves actually anymore.
that's a great point. I literally have no idea what I am. My obviously my job is a wedding photographer. I live in California, but I'm also doing 50 million things on the side. Me and Jai were just talking about how since the last time I was on the podcast, so many things have happened over here in my life. But yeah, let's just go with I'm a wedding photographer who's also doing, you know, 75 other different passion projects. But you can relate to that, Jai.
Yeah. Well, since last time we talked, you have become a wife and you have become a mother.
I have lots of things over here.
How's that? Like, it's a big change.
It is a big change. And it's crazy because I'm somebody that's very like work driven. So obviously becoming a wife and a mom, specifically a mom where you are completely, you know, you're keeping a whole baby, a whole human being alive. You have to put that first.
It's like a whole other full-time job.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like 7 full-time jobs. All those have to come before my actual full-time job. So that's an adjustment. That's the biggest adjustment for me is finding the time to still work on the things I'm passionate about on top of like being present with my baby.
Well, we're talking about mindset today and how has like becoming a mother, how has that affected your mindset? If it has, and do you find time to still work and work on yourself? Because you do have in front of you, you got a baby that you have to keep alive. Yeah. You got a business you got to keep alive, like and everything else.
Yeah. And it's funny because my business, before having a baby, I always referred to my business like, this is my baby. This is my child. You know, I need to nurture it and let it grow so that when I do have my human baby, it is self-sufficient and can kind of, you know, run more or less on its own without me having to be as present. So yeah, that working on, you know, that mindset before I actually had the baby, I feel like made that transition a little bit nicer for me versus kind of not preparing and thinking once I have my baby, I'll just, you know, figure out my business later. I think preparing my business, my first baby, to be self-sufficient once I have my real baby, that helped me a lot. But I think just for me, I was telling you this, I think mindset is the biggest, like most important obstacle to kind of overcome when doing anything, whether that's being a mom, being a wife, being a business owner, doing literally anything. If you can overcome that mindset, that fear of failure, that fear of being embarrassed, that fear of what will other people think about me, you know, whatever it is that is your mindset relative to whatever it is that you're doing, if you can overcome that, I really don't see some, like, I don't know what could be a bigger obstacle than like overcoming that. Does that make sense? I don't know what get in your way. What could get in your way if you overcome those thoughts?
You know, I find something really interesting here. There's a journey that we take as an entrepreneur and as a human. And, you know, you sort of go through different phases. And I think when you first start anything, mindset is definitely the furthest away thing that you think about when you want to start a business. And the first thing you do is you probably go to YouTube and you kind of like get obsessed over gear. And if I just had that gear, I would be amazing.
Oh, always. Yeah.
And then you sort of get into business. If you're like, if I just had that strategy and I had more leads, I would be amazing. And you hit all these different levels. And then you get to a certain level where you go, wait a second, like, it actually has nothing to do with the gear or my strategies or anything else. It's actually got to do with me. And I'm the one, I am the block in the funnel or in the business.
Yeah. And I feel like getting to that point, you have to be so self-aware. And I feel like you have to kind of force yourself to get to that point. Because I think that, like you were saying, like, if I only had that gear, if I only lived in this location, if I only knew this person or had these connections, if I only had this many followers, you could go on forever about all the things that you don't have because the reality
is never ending.
In fact, when people
give me a new one that I never heard before, I'm like, wow, you really like stacking them.
Yeah,
now.
You're
like,
reaching. Yeah, you're reaching for something at this point. Yeah, no, I think that getting to the point where you're like, shit, like maybe, you know, maybe I'll never have everything. Maybe the issue is just me standing in my own way. I think that getting to that point is really hard. But once you get to that point, it's almost like enlightening for you to be like, okay, like getting to that point is half the battle. I think once you realize it's you, all you have to do is like, let go, you know, all you have to do is be like, well, fuck, I don't want to be in my way anymore. What's the worst that could happen? And from there, literally you can do whatever you want.
You know, so it's interesting because as a business coach myself, I have to be very aware that I don't give people advice, and you can give people advice at the wrong time in their journey. So for instance, if someone's saying like, Jai, like what would you invest all your money in when you first start? Like if I don't say gear, it's just not the right advice for them because they won't understand what I'm talking about. And so I had a friend not too long ago and he's like, I'm starting a business. What do you think? You got some books to recommend? So I recommended him some books and he's like, yeah, I didn't really like those. There was no strategies. It was all very woo-woo with just like mindset stuff. And like, I really didn't understand it. And I was like, that's cool. So strategy is what you're looking for. So here's some strategy stuff. And then a year later, he came to me and he's like, I actually circled back to those books now and I love them. I see it completely different. I was like, wow, that's actually a fast journey that you got to that point over just 12 months. But yeah, interesting.
No, that's such a good point.
Well, if you give the advice or if we talk about this to someone that's not ready for it, then it is considered, it's like, oh yeah, like the power of now and like the woo-woo stuff of like just believe in yourself and then deep into the why. And it doesn't really make sense to a lot of people unless you're there.
No, because it's funny. Yeah, it's funny because it sounds so obvious. And I think that when you're not ready to hear it, you automatically write it off and you're like, no, obviously, like believe in myself. Yeah, like, no, but I'm trying to like get to this point. So what do I need to do? What are the steps? And it's like, no, listen, believe in your, and you're like, they won't understand until they hit that wall. And then they, like you said, circle back and they're like, oh fuck. Like now I get what they're saying. Cause I have all the things that I thought I needed and I'm still not where I want to be. And it's like, well, what are you telling yourself when you wake up in the morning? Like, are you letting yourself sit in that funk when you're feeling like a failure or feeling like you're not far enough, you know, like that's when that kicks in. And it's funny because I literally am in that right now. And I know you get like that too. You've posted about like feeling uninspired or feeling like you're stuck. And this morning I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like I feel like I should be so much further my career or in my like whatever journey that I'm on right now. And that's normal to feel like that. That's normal, especially as creatives, I think, that are surrounded by people that are also in your industry and also being successful at the same time as you. I think it's so normal and natural to feel kind of down. But the difference is I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, like, I don't want to go on the podcast with Jai and talk about how mindset is so important because I'm feeling like shit. It's like, no, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to be honest and say how I'm feeling because that's how you get over that. Like I'm not, you know what I mean? Like mindset is,
yeah, you get through it.
Yeah. Like you have to get through it and you can't just let it sit there and like fuck you up. You know, you can't just sit in the funk. It's not going to work. It's not going to further your career, further you, or get you out of that space that you're trying to be in.
One thing that I believe in is like, you can read all the books or you can watch all the reels or you can look at all the quotes. And it's not until you do things yourself that you actually experience the mindset shifts that you need or the things that you need to do. And I think too many people, we get into this like learning phase and we never get out of it. And I see so many people that are stuck on the books, but really like, and I heard someone talk about this on a podcast not too long ago, but it was like, confidence is actually fake and you don't actually need confidence. And what they were saying is, you don't need confidence, you need proof. And so essentially what it was is like confidence is like looking yourself in the mirror going like, you've got this, you know, and it comes to like fake it till you make it kind of thing. It's like, you know, just keep pushing. But having proof or having real data is, okay, well, if no one's ever booked me before, just go and do it for free because then I have proof that I have value in myself that someone will book me, regardless if they're paid me 100%. Money. And then the next thing is like, okay, well now I want to get paid. And then you do that and then you got proof. So you can't fight that with yourself. It's not confidence. It's no, that's the truth. Like people do book me, you know? Right. And I feel like with that, you learn so much about yourself with mindset and stuff because you're in it now. You're no longer on the sidelines, like reading books and how's it feel and stuff. You're actually going in and going like, okay, so this is what I got to work on. I'm confronted now because I didn't know what my block was, but this is really what the block is.
Yeah. And I think that there's absolutely a time and a place for faking it till you make it with confidence and, you know, getting yourself to like, I think that everything kind of serves its purpose and faking it till you make it will get you so far. And then that's when you kind of need to kick into gear, like, okay, now I need to actually do the things and not just tell myself that I can do it. I need to actually go do it and get rid of the thoughts of, you know, the fear of messing up, the fear of looking stupid, the fear of being embarrassed. Like all of that stuff comes in once you stop faking it till you make it. You've made it at this point, you're here. And now you have to kind of execute and like push those like mental boundaries and get yourself to the next step of where you're trying to be. So I do think, fake it till you make it gets you to a certain point and then you've got to execute and you've got to like push through your own blocks and, you know, to get to where you're trying to go.
It's real funny too, because so many people have blocks that are like, it's their feeling, but it's they're scared of something that hasn't existed yet. So for an example, I was talking to someone the other day and they said, yeah, I don't really take too many risks or any risk because I'm scared of getting called out online and I'm scared of the online hate and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, like, why do you get online hate? And they're like, oh, I've never had it before.
But yeah, like I'm scared like, of I've it, seen right? other people get it. And
yeah,
it looks scary,
and then I'm like, oh, because I'm also scared of it, but I get it all the time. So then actually like, there's a reason for it. It's like I put myself out there. But even though I'm scared of it and I do get it, I still do my thing and I still, you know, I still show up. And it's not like I lose the fear of it or I don't have any kind of superpower. It's just the power that I'm like, I acknowledge it and I know it's there. And I'm going to do it regardless and then just see what
100%,
happens.
100%. And like when, how often does your fear actually like manifest into something? Because I feel like for me, I can be scared of everything. And I feel like I'm like a very cautious person, whether I don't know if I come off that way or not, but I think of everything that could go wrong before I do anything. And then that's me. That's like my opportunity to like, okay, push through. Like when, like, I mean, I don't know if we talked about it, but I'm speaking in LA with you at the summit and I'm so excited, but I've never spoken in front of 200 plus people before live, like in person. And that terrifies me. Like when you reached out to me,
it's
I was like,
scary.
Like, are you sure you want me? Are you sure you want me to do that? But like my whole thought process surrounding that was, I just know that I would have so much regret if I didn't do that. Like with you being able to meet you, hang out with you, but hang out with all the other photographers that are going to be there. Like that's something that is so awesome. And like, I would just regret letting fear be the one reason why I didn't take that opportunity. Am
and
I
you know
still scared?
Funny?
Absolutely. But like, we're going to do it and we're going to kill it. And that's just what it is. Like,
I also think it's funny because like in my head, if I like contact you and I know that you haven't done that before, I already know by default, I'm like, oh, I know she's scared. But I also know that I'm like, well, she won't say no because of that reason though. Like, I just know that, you know? So when you're like,
no,
yeah,
100%.
I can do that. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, of course you will. Like, I know we're both scared. Like, I'm scared to get on stage as well and do all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But like, that's not the thing that's going to hold us back. Like, maybe it could be you've got other commitments or something like that.
Right.
But if you did come back to me and said, Jai, I'm actually just too scared to get on that stage, I'd be like, what? Like, what do you
mean?
No,
100%. That you'd be like, wait, hang on. That was not the answer I was expecting. No, 100%. And that's not to say like to anybody listening that you reached out to me and my first thought was to be like, like I probably shouldn't do that. I've never done that before and I don't want to mess up. That was my initial thought. I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't do this because the other speakers that he has like have been in front of people and have done bigger things. And like all of that stuff was initially like the first thing. After I got over the initial like excitement of like, oh my God, he's inviting me to this. This sounds so cool. Immediately it's like getting hit by a train of like all the things that could go wrong. But I'm like, he's not going to ask me to do something that he doesn't think I would be successful at or wouldn't be successful at. And I wouldn't be in a position where I would be getting asked and invited to these things if I wasn't somebody that had the knowledge or the value to give to people that are buying tickets to go see these things. So it's kind of just like, I really just think all of us are our own biggest cheerleaders at the same time as being our own biggest like naysayer or like biggest hater or what, however you want to look at it. Like nobody is going to talk me out of something more than myself every time.
You're always your biggest hater, 100%. Like with the stuff that I go on in my head, I'm like, man, I'm just not good enough. Like, no one signed up to this workshop or no one's like asking me this week to get on the podcast or saying like, what's wrong with me? It's like, man, no one else is out there saying that about me. Like, it's just
no,
me.
Jai, that's so funny. Like, I feel like every time we have a podcast, like talk, there's always these parallels going on with us. And it's just funny because literally this morning I woke up and I'm like, I am just not successful. And I felt like I felt like an imposter. And I know we've talked about imposter syndrome, but I was like, oh my God, these people that follow me and look up to me and, you know, have such nice things to say about me. It's just like fake. Like they don't know that I actually suck. Like they don't know that I'm just like, thinking all these horrible things. And I'm like, I was talking to my friend and she was like, people listen to podcasts you're on. People save your photos on Pinterest and screenshot them and send them to their photographers or their friends because they want to replicate something you've done or they're inspired by something you've done. And you don't think about those things as the creative in the moment because you're just trying to think of like the next 10 things that you should or could be doing comparative to everybody around you. But it's so funny that you're talking about this, because that's so true. Like, we are our biggest haters every time, 100% of the time. And I could tell you a million things that I'm like not good at, but nobody that follows us is going to think any of those things. They're just going to be like, oh, Jai is awesome. He's built a successful career doing X, Y, Z. And Asha is so cool because she's done X, Y, Z. And we're not going to think like that. But the people that we surround ourselves with do think that. And I feel like that's an important reminder to everybody about yourself, that everybody thinks you're cooler than you think you are.
I think another little tip in this, and just like listening to, just looking between the lines, it's like who you surround yourself with is really important. Because even when you said something that really resonated with, you said, Jai wouldn't contact me and ask me to do this if he didn't believe that I was bringing value, and if he didn't believe that I'd be successful in this, which is really cool, because like we don't even know each other. We're from the other side of the world, right?
Right.
But, and so this is what's really important, is because so often we think it has to be our partner that's our biggest supporter, it has to be our mom that's our biggest supporter. But really, like, successful people always go out and they take responsibility and they look for the people that they look up to, their peers or whoever it is, and they find that support of somebody else that they go like, I know what you're going through. You know what I'm going through? I know what you're going through.
No, 100%. Like,
yeah. And then you're kind of pushing each other and supporting each other through that journey.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was you that I've talked about this with before, but I think I've talked about this with so many people. Anybody who would listen, I always say, if you're struggling, like, please look at the five closest people around you and what, like, who are those people to you? And what value do they bring to your life? Obviously, it's important, like, what value you give as well. But relative to what we're speaking about, what value do the people that you surround yourself with give or bring to your life? Because I just feel like so often it's so much easier to get down on yourself when the people around you aren't there to like help, support, or lift you up when you need somebody to just say something nice about you or tell you that you're doing a good job or that they're proud of you. And obviously you want to be all of those things for yourself, but it's bullshit if you think that the people that around you, like that are around you, aren't having an effect on the way you look at yourself or the way you look at the 100%. World or just everything, your business. I mean, yeah, like we've got ourselves to where we're at in our careers, but we would not have gotten there as quickly or as successfully if we didn't have people around us that supported us or just said, good job, or like, I believe in you, or, you know, whatever. Like, I think as human beings, we need that support and that like tribe around us.
I actually do hear people very often. They're like, you know, I would be successful, but my partner doesn't support me and doesn't like really believe in my dreams and stuff like that. And this is where the mindset thing comes in, because the way that I look at it, I'm like, it's not really your partner's job to believe in your dreams as much as you believe in them, because no one's going to believe you had your dreams before you met your partner. And no one's going to believe in your dreams as much as you believe in it. And you can't expect anyone else to do that. And so what we're doing is we're looking for validation, or we're looking for support from the wrong person. And instead, like, just keep that as the relationship. Inspire them by pushing and doing the things that you want to do and achieving your dreams. And then find that somewhere else. Because, you know, we all have, we have friends for different reasons. I have friends that I go out and party and have a drink with, but I probably wouldn't have that same friend talk about business, right? And then 100%. I've got friends I talk about business or talk about podcasting with, and that same friend I'm probably not going to have beers with. And then it's the same thing with my partner again. So you have all these people in our lives, and we can't expect everything from just one person or everything from everybody. It's like, we need to know that we are the person, and we have to propel or have our inner fuel that keeps us going. We can't get that from outside. Doesn't matter who it is. No one's going to give it to you. And then from there, you seek the right people. But that's all mindset. So you have to understand that.
All of it. All of it's mindset. Yeah. I think that's what I was saying, is mindset. You can apply it to every aspect of your life, and it will come back to, okay, well, how are you thinking about this? What are you telling yourself about this? What are you giving off to people? Like, I think that mindset manifests in every part of someone's life, even down to like the energy that you're giving off. I don't have to know what your mindset is, Jai, to know that I want to be around you. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you're talking about. I don't need to know the mindset of somebody down the street to know, like, to see them and how they go about their life, to be like, oh, like, I don't think I want you around in my life, because you're not giving the energy that I feel like would benefit both of us or would be of value to me in any kind of way. You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm sounding like you're trying, I'm saying to just surround yourself with people that bring value to your life. And it's like yes and no. Obviously, that's not, you're not just making friends to get stuff from people, but I think that you really should.
You got to protect yourself.
Put so much more emphasis on if the people that are in your life are not adding positivity to it in one way or another, whether that's in your business, in your life, in your overall just happiness as a person, like what are they doing in your life? It's just not necessary. It's never necessary to keep somebody in your life. It's just sucking the life out of you.
Yeah. And just because like you grew up together doesn't mean you're still the same, you know, 20
right,
years on
exactly.
and stuff.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think Leila is actually used to say to me, it's like, Jayla, you're so ruthless. And she's seen it as a bad thing with like who you spend your time with or who you allow into your world and stuff. But now she sees it as a superpower. She's like, I actually see it's like you value yourself and your time so much that you put boundaries up. And it's an interesting one because I never want to push people away. But if I'm going to like open up and dedicate my time, I'm like, I could spend some time with that person that like is not really, you know, I'm not bringing them value. They're not bringing me value. Or I could redirect that time. I could spend it on myself. I could spend it with my wife. I could spend it with a mentor, with a peer, with someone down the road that I can, a mentee. You know, there's so many people I can put that energy in. And then I know that's going to refuel me to move forward.
No, that's so huge. And I feel like that's where a lot of people, I think people of all ages, but specifically, like I think younger people get stuck in that where they just want to hang out with the people that they're used to hanging out with, and they want to spend time with the people that they've always spent time with. And that's not always just the best decision for your life, especially when if you look at somebody's life and you wouldn't want to live that life, I just don't know why you'd want to spend like X amount of time when you're trying to get to a certain point. Not saying cut them out of your life, but I'm just like you said, just directing that energy and that time to somebody that you guys can get to where you're trying to go faster. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hey, can you tell me through your career, have you had a specific breakthrough moment where through mindset, where you had a shift and it changed the game for you in some way?
Oh, I feel like I've had 7 million of those moments the course of just 100%. Like years and years, you know? Let me try to think of something specific. I think what we're talking about right now, when you realize, like I started my business in college. So college is when you probably have been hanging out with the same people since middle school or high school, and you're just comfortable and you're used to being around certain people and you're used to doing certain things. I feel like once I started my business, and I'm somebody that likes to talk about my ideas a lot, and I would be talking about my ideas with my friends or with people that I was close to or that I wanted to be around because they're funny or, you know, whatever, we had a good time together. But when you're talking about your ideas and it's kind of like hitting a wall and they're not going anywhere, and I would find somebody that I could talk about my ideas with, and it would just branch off into so many different conversations. And this person wasn't somebody that I would usually hang out with or even think to hang out with, but I would have the most inspiring conversations or walk away with 10 more business ideas from one conversation with this person versus my friend or whoever that I would be around all the time, where it's like, I'm just talking and they're not even listening, or they're not getting inspired by it. And you know, whatever. I think I've had that breakthrough moment like 10 different times. Like, I think it's always just a good reminder to be like, oh my God, this person that I wouldn't think to hang out with, I just talked to them for 3 hours about one idea. And now we're starting a business together or whatever, you know, and now it's just like turned into this whole other thing. I love moments like that where it's just kind of a reminder to be like, it doesn't matter how long you've known someone. It's just the value and the depth of the conversation and the inspiration that you guys can bring to each other. That's like the most important thing to me, at least. I love conversations where time just flows and you are just inspiring each other and uplifting each other and encouraging each other. And that is just that's the most fun conversation I could have with somebody. And you can't have those conversations with everyone. So reminders of that when I'm talking to somebody and having a moment like that, I feel like that's always a breakthrough moment for me to remind myself that, you know, this is like what it's about for me, at least. I love, that's just the kind of person I am. So I don't know, something like that. That's a moment.
I think that's amazing. My next question was going to be like, how do you find the breakthrough moments? But I feel like it's like finding new people to have new conversations with.
100%.
Like,
it's always, and I was going to say earlier, to people who are listening who might be like, oh, I don't know where to find these people. Like, if you're online, message the people that inspire you. Like, you know, if they have 10 million followers, yeah, they may not see your DM, but like, it's worth a shot. And if you're like me or you, Jai, I know you get back to every DM. I try to. It's difficult, especially now with a child and everything, but I try to respond to as many people as I can, because I know how important it is to feel like that connection with the people that inspire you and stuff like that. And just, if you're listening to this and you have somebody that inspires you, or, you know, whatever, tell them they inspire you, and that energy is going to come back to you. When you inspire somebody, they're going to let you know. And, you know, it's just a cycle. I feel like you can never, you're never too big to tell somebody that they inspire you, or that you look up to them, or that you love the content, or you love the post, or whatever, you know, comment on somebody's post and tell them you love it and tell them why. And I just think giving that energy will bring it to you tenfold every single time.
Wow. Hey, can I share with you how the biggest, I think, breakthrough moment that I had?
Yes, please.
It's interesting. So the way that I find it, I definitely find it the same as you, is like having new conversations with new people that inspires the heck out of me. But the other way that I find it is I go on a bit of a journey by myself. So it's either camping or going for a drive or doing something, and then having no expectations. So it's like you're doing a task where you're not like trying to force anything or do anything. So one was in 2019, I don't know why, but I was sort of getting a little bit over wedding photography, and I wanted to get big into the space of education and stuff like that. And I had a friend that asked me, he's like, have you ever listened to a podcast before? And I was like, no, never actually. And he's like, you should listen to one. And he gave me, I think, Mark Manson's podcast to listen to. And I went for a drive, and I was driving on the East Coast of Australia. And it's like, it's probably, I don't know, 1,000-mile drive that I was doing. And I was just by myself, and I was in my old car. So I was just taking a week to do it. And so I was driving and driving, and I started listening to this podcast, and I got really inspired by it. And then I started thinking about how I'm scared to be on a podcast, and how it's like scary for me to just to be out there in the world and like talk to people. And I kind of sat in that for a little while, and I don't know what it was, but whilst I was driving, something clicked in my head, and I said out loud, like, I actually don't give a fuck what people think of me anymore. Like, I actually don't care. And it was really weird. It was like this weird shift. And I'm like, man, I'm just going to get out there, and I'm going to be me for who I am. And if people don't love me, that's fine. And if people love me, that's great. And I'm going to start my own podcast, and I'm just going to go all in on it. And so
I
posted on my stories, and I remember just had this fucking moment. And then I got up to where all my family were, because I was visiting them and everything. They're like, Jai, you look like you got like a new energy. And I'm like, man, I want to be the best version of myself, and I'm doing it regardless of any judgment or anything else, you know? And it literally changed the game for me.
So I have a question for you. Was that a one-time breakthrough for you, or have you had that same breakthrough over and over and over again? Because I have hit that wall where I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. I don't care if I'm embarrassing. I don't care if people from my high school are watching my YouTube videos and they think, who does she think she is with her 3 subscribers? And, you know, it's embarrassing until it's not, you know what I mean? It's embarrassing until you have 1 million followers. And then it's like, oh, well, who's embarrassed to do this now, you know? But I've hit that wall several times where I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. And then I kind of end up in a slump where I'm like, oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing. Or I start something new where I'm like, oh, like totally. I'm scared. And then you hit that wall again where you're like, I don't care. Yeah, exactly. So was it for you? Like,
well, the funny thing is, I'm actually asking this question to you because I've hit a wall now where I kind of care again. And so, so it's interesting because that was my one-off like bang, and it changed the game. But what happened from there is I went from level 3 to level 5 in the elevator, and I was like, sweet, I'm here. But now I'm a big fish in a small pond of where I am with my own mindset. And I'm like, I'm waiting for this breakthrough, but I'm like, how can I make it come quicker? You know what I mean? Like, I'm what do I need to do right now? Like, I need to drive somewhere. I need to do something. Like, totally. I need to read another book. Like, and I just can't find it.
Right. No, I totally feel that. And I feel like it's so hard to get out of that. And I feel like you and I are there often, and so many other people are there often, where it's like you grind and grind and grind and grind. And then suddenly you're like, oh shit, I'm where I was trying to get to. And you can't even really like be excited about that because we're too busy being like, well, where to next? Like, we're here. and we did it. And that, like, yeah, pat on the back. That's awesome. Like, we're never even really like proud of ourselves because
hey,
we're just,
I had this moment
of, like, the next
today.
Thing.
Can I share you exactly what happened today? So there's an educator called Amy Portersfield. I don't know if you've heard of her before, but she's got a giant podcast. She's huge. Okay. And so she inspired me. Actually, one of the podcasts I listened to was her podcast in 2019. She fully inspired me. I've reached out to her a couple of times. She's never reached back. And I've just sort of admired from afar. And I was like, man, she is massive and powerful and does all this cool shit. And I fucking, you know, I just love what she's putting out to the world.
Yeah.
Anyway, today I just found out like through someone else's message that I'm a headline keynote speaker at this workshop for the Hart University in October in Texas. Okay. And the other keynote speaker is Amy Portersfield. And I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
I was like, wait, what's weird about this is like, 2 years ago, I would have been just losing my mind over this opportunity. Can't believe it.
Right.
And now it lands on me. I'm like, oh, cool. Like I actually didn't realize that I was at the league that I could speak on a stage with
right.
her. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
Like, when did that happen? How did that happen?
No, I felt the exact same way when you reached out to me and you're like, here are the other speakers. And I was like, but me? Like, what do you mean? What do you want with me? What do you want me to talk about? Like, it's just me. Like, that's how I feel about my success versus you looking at me. You're going to feel completely different about my success. And it's just, like we said already, we are our own biggest haters always. We're never going to see our success in the same light or the same through the same eyes as other people.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just like a moment of like realizing that how much I don't appreciate how far I've come.
Because 100%.
I'm literally there working. You know what I mean? Like, and so.
Always. Yeah. You're in the grind and you know better than anybody else what it took to get here. So it never really feels like you've made it. It just feels like you can breathe for a second after working and grinding for so long. And then it's like, okay, now we have on the process of getting to the goal we had set, we have 10 more goals that we are now working towards.
Oh yeah. You know, another thing is, so this was a limiting belief that I had when I was younger. Especially when I was first starting out, I always thought that some people had lucky breaks or they were born in a better neighborhood or they were just more talented than me, or they just got this opportunity and they received attention because of something that they'd done. Maybe they went viral or something. They had this lucky break. And for me, like what I realized, like even just today, I realized this again, like if I'm speaking on the stage of Amy Portersfield, I was like, a few years ago, I seen other people speaking on the stage of people like that. I'm like, how do they do that? They've obviously, it's a lucky break or something. And then experiencing it, I'm like, holy shit, it took a lot of work to get a lucky break. Like
many
steps. Yeah,
it's so much work to be lucky, Jai. It's so much work to be lucky. It is.
And so
every
with
time.
The mindset thing, I think that's just freeing to know that like you're on the right path. It's just, it literally is like the journey is 5% further than you think it is. So if you're walking and you're running or you're in your car and you're cruising somewhere, just know you will get there, but it's fucking further than you think. Then the maps actually tell you that it is.
Yep. It always is.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's like that for your career as well?
Every time it's always like, it always looks easier when someone else is doing it. And it's because
so
we're
easier.
Not seeing
it pisses
the
me
behind
off sometimes.
The scenes. Yeah. No, it sucks. Every time
I'm
it
like,
sucks.
What the fuck? Like,
no, literally every time I'm like, what the, like, I'm doing the same shit as this person. Why the, like, and then it's always like, okay, the next month I'm receiving what I wanted to receive. And it's like, oh my God, this is happening. But it didn't happen the way I thought it was. I thought it was just going to land in my email inbox one day. I didn't realize I was going to have to work so hard to get to that point.
I
get it.
Well, I think like with the mindset thing too, it's like, it's so easy. I think this is a really important point because it's so easy to fall into that comparison trap of looking around and going like, whoa, man, like that person gets asked, you know, like for me, for instance, like I can look at another educator or educators and there's a whole workshop and I'm not on the lineup. I'm like, I didn't even get considered, man. Like, why don't I have any value? And why is everyone so much better than me? And you straight away, you're looking around like you could be another photographer and then you've taken a similar photo of someone else or someone else got 100,000 views on their reel or whatever. And you're sitting there and you got no reels, no views on anything. And it's so easy in this day and age to start comparing and looking around at everybody else. And you're looking around at everybody else is like, you know, they've put so much work into that and they're so much further ahead, but we still compare as if we're at the same level. And I think
you look at
it's
everybody
just such a hard thing to break.
Yeah. And it's so hard because we have so much access to everybody's content, but we don't have access to everybody's journey. And that is the difference, because if we saw the journey that it took to, for these people to get to where they're at, maybe we would have a little bit more empathy versus immediately jumping to fuck that person because I worked so much harder and I'm still not there. Like, it's just not fair. They're lucky. They're this, they're that. Like, if we could see the behind the scenes of the journey it took to, for them to get to where they're at, I think it would be a little bit, we'd be a little bit nicer to ourselves because we'd be like, well, we're on our own journey. Like, we're almost there. We're, you know, like,
yeah,
everything I'm working towards is on its way to me. I just have to, you know, work a little bit longer because it's happening.
I think a practical way of looking at this, the way that I look at this is, sometimes, of course, I slip up my own mindset and I'll start comparing, competing. That's actually the thing that brings me down the hardest when I feel like, because the reason, this sounds really deep and I don't want to go real deep. This is what I should go with my therapist with, but it's it's like, if someone is doing so much better than me, then I see it as they take away my value and I have less. Like, it's not like, oh, we both can. I'm just worthless. Like,
my first thought is never, oh, we can both succeed. It's me or them. It's always been like that.
Like, okay.
I think it's just like, we're very competitive, and not that that's like excusing that thought process, but I think that that is just our competitiveness and us wanting to be the first and wanting us wanting to be the best versions of ourselves, exactly. And I think seeing someone else do something that we are passionate about first, it kind of makes it feel like if we were to do that, it's less valuable. It has less novelty. It's just worth less, which is just not true. But I completely relate to that. Nothing upsets me more than feeling like somebody else beat me in a race that it was never a competition in the first place. Like, it's just the worst feeling. And I definitely need to work on getting over that as well, because I'm in the same boat. Everything feels like a competition to me. And it shouldn't.
I know. Well, so here's a practical way that I've been able to sort of handle that in my life over the years. And this could help someone out there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I've been able to really do really well with having the empathy. So like you said, you can't see other people's journeys, but what I do is I have the empathy of my own journey and I look at what I've accomplished. And then I look at where I come from to do that. And then I look at all the sacrifices I made along the way, the failures I've had, the humiliation, the guilt, all the things that I've had to go through to get to where I am. And I'm like, fuck, I worked hard. And then when I see someone that's like even more successful than me, I'm like, oh, I know how much I had to work. So they had to work even harder than I did.
Totally.
Like, that's fucking amazing. And totally. So then it turns it into inspiration. I'm like, I didn't even know it was possible, but that's actually what's going on here. You know? And so I got to call myself on my BS. I was like, dude, you think you've worked hard, but have a look at what the fuck, look at the results they're getting and how did they
100%. Get that? 100%. And I think, like you said, looking at comparison and switching that lens from comparison to inspiration, I feel like would just be the biggest game changer for literally everybody in every field ever.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And the second thing is like practical thing. I think this will help people as well, is when I change my lens from comparing, competing with the person next to me. So it could be like the photographer in your area, it could be the educator that's just, you know, slightly better than you or whatever. And we always do this. I don't know why. But then start comparing and competing with the best of the best. So for instance, it's like, if I want to be a public speaker, I'm going to start like devouring and looking what Tony Robbins does. If I want to inspire people, I want to see what fucking Oprah is doing right now. And if you start doing that, it changes from like, oh, I've got to be slightly better than the person next to me to like, oh my God, there's so much I can do. And it's so inspiring because look at everything they've achieved. You can actually see where the work's going now.
Yeah. Totally.
So there are my two bits of advice for like helping with that comparison game, which really does bring down our mindset.
No, I completely agree. I think we've all heard comparison is the thief of joy. And I don't think there's ever been a quote that's truer than that. I think that is the most thing I've ever heard ever in life, but I completely agree. I think that the like looking at the person next to you is such a narrow point of view because they're so close to you. You can't actually like back up and see the journey and the work and everything. You're just going to compare it and be like immediately. It's just too easy to say, why the fuck isn't this happening to me? It's happening to them. And we've done the same amount of work. Why isn't it happening to me? And I think my advice would be step back and kind of focus on your journey before you try to infer what someone else's journey is. Because at the end of the day, we don't know unless we are like talking to that person and they're telling us every single hardship they've ever faced on their own journey. And even then, it's so much easier to just think that everybody else's life is easier than yours when that's just not the case.
Not the case at all. You know, so my next level of, this should have been a long time ago, but my next level of like working on my mindset, which I've been doing for like the past 10 years, is now going to therapy and like really working deeper on myself. And one interesting thing that my therapist said is like, Jai, you're comparing yourself with other people's results, but what's interesting is, are they even your goal or metric? And I'll be like, no, they're not actually.
Right.
Yeah. And then so it's like, well, what's weird is you become lost because all of a sudden you're looking at someone else's metric, that's their goal, that's their metric, has nothing to do with you. But then you're like
I don't even want to get there
because I don't have that metric. Like,
And you're like, I actually don't even want anything that person has, but I'm going to let it get my mood down and make me feel like shit about myself for no reason.
Yeah. And I think that's such a weird thing because like what you said before, he's the perfect example. Like I know there's a wedding photographer right now, let's say for instance, and they just started their journey. And when they start their journey, their goal is, I would love to be a local legend in my area and maybe an international wedding photographer and I shoot the most incredible clients. And then fast forward 6 months and then one of their friends are like, yeah, I just hit six figures in my business. And then they're like, what the fuck? Like, how come I haven't done that? But that was never their goal. But all of a sudden, they're like comparing and looking at how inadequate they are because they haven't reached the metric that wasn't even in their plan to start off.
And then you get lost. Wasn't even on their vision board. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so then they get lost and then it's like, oh, now I need to go and make some money.
Yeah. Now they feel like shit about themselves. And it's hard too. It's hard when you see that and when you feel like that, it's hard to even pull yourself back and ask yourself, do I actually want that? Because now you've almost convinced yourself that you do. And it's super hard to get out of that once that happens.
I know. And so going back to your why, like, you know, a lot of people talk about journaling and stuff like that. And I think all that stuff is really important because if you know what your goals are and you know what your why is, and it's front and center. I've got it on my background, like on my desktop of my computer. I look at it every single day.
Same. And it's just, my phone and my computer screen.
Yeah. It keeps you on track. It's like, no longer am I getting sidetracked by looking at what everyone else's metrics. Oh man, that person went viral. How come I didn't? I'm like, well, was I even trying to go viral? Like I wasn't. Why am I disappointed in myself that it didn't happen for me when I didn't even work towards that?
Right. No, 100%. I think that's so funny. I think that's so funny too. And I think that especially today, like I think going viral is people's metric of success too. And I feel like 9 times out of 10, people don't actually even want to go viral, but they feel pressured into doing things that have virability or whatever. And once it happens, that you can't even really be excited about it because you're like, wait, why? I didn't even really want this, but I felt like I had to do it because everybody else is doing it. And I think that that can just be wasted into so many different areas of life. I'm doing this because I feel like I have to versus actually wanting to do it. And circles right back into mindset. I think just having those check-ins with yourself and being asking yourself what you want, being clear on what you want first will make it so much easier for you to stay in your own lane towards your goals and towards the things that you want to achieve in your life. You know, I think it's easier to stay on track when you are checking in with yourself versus checking in with the people in your immediate circle that may or may not have different goals than you.
You know, so there's been a few things that a past generation used to talk about, which rings really true. And I only just realized in the last couple of days that it's now evolved with the new generation. And that is keeping up with the Joneses and switch off the news so it doesn't affect your mindset. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't watch the news. I'm all good. Keeping up with Joneses, that means buying a better car than the person next to you in the better house or whatever. But it actually doesn't mean that now in our society and our generation, because keeping up the Joneses is literally Instagram and TikTok and keeping up with what everyone else has got. How many views have you got? What your reels are. Like that's keeping up the Joneses, like thinking you need to have that to be adequate, you know, and as good as the people next to you. And then with like the news affecting you, it's not news anymore because no one actually watches the news. Everyone watches Reels. And what does Reels deliver? Well, right. It delivers news. It delivers news in your industry. It delivers news on new platforms or what's going on. It delivers so many different things. And so what happens is it robs you of your own energy, of your own confidence and so many things because you're just scrolling that thing. Just the same as 20 years ago, someone sitting in front of the TV watching the news, and it's got the same effect on us. So we are full swing.
I feel like it's even got a greater effect on us because our reach is just so much greater, and we're seeing things at a volume we were never, I think, meant to be exposed to all at one time. Yeah, right. Mm. And the keeping up with the Joneses before it was, buying a better car, better house than the person next to you. Now it's, you're competing with people across the world that don't even know you exist, that you don't even know on a personal level versus your neighbor, you know? I mean, the competition is just so much more aggressive in your own head and so much more.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
It's like unattainable. Yeah, it's unattainable. Mm. The things that we compare ourselves to. It's like we were never supposed to compare ourselves to the person that's across the world succeeding in a completely different market in a completely different industry. We were never supposed to see that on such a close level. You know, we were never supposed to have access to that 24/7, and now we do. So I think it's way harder.
It's way harder. You're actually always looking at the best of everything as well, which is interesting.
Exactly. Because 24/7.
Yeah, 24/7. So if I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my reels and I'm looking at your reels, you're over there in California and I'm looking at someone else's reels in Utah and someone else in Oregon and someone else in London.
Right.
It's like, dude, you're reaching so far. Like, and then finding these people that are like, you know, doing so well. And then you're comparing and competing yourself with the best of the best across the globe. Right. Like what?
The best of the best everywhere you could possibly think of. Yeah. Right. It's in every niche as well.
It's like, I'm not good enough at like baking cakes because I went on Reels and I seen the best cake maker in Utah. My cake is not as good.
I literally saw somebody make a cake and I was like, oh my God, I suck because I probably couldn't do that. And I'm like, I have no desire to bake a fucking cake. Why am I even? It's just so easy to think that you're less than someone else because we just have access to the most talented people ever. And that's awesome. But it also can suck really bad.
So do you have any last mindset tips that's helped you in the past to keep you on track, feeling good about yourself and moving forward? Could be a daily habit, could be a routine, could be a book that you could go back to and read, could be journaling, could be whatever it is that you do constantly to keep yourself in check.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned this at the beginning of every year. I'm a big New Year's resolutions person. I always change my phone screen background and my computer screen background to my mood board that I create. And I spend time on my mood board. I have fun with it. I compile, you know, phrases and words and images of things that inspire me and that I want my life to look like in that next coming year. And I set it as my background. So I look at it every day. And I think that that's a fun way to kind of remind yourself and unconsciously check in with yourself. Every time you open your phone and your computer, we're staring at those things all day long. So it's something that you can do in the background of your life and not as like, you can be unaware while you do it, but something that I deliberately do, like you said, is just check in with myself, let myself feel sad some days because we are human. We are going to feel inadequate some days, but I don't let myself sit in those. Like today was my sad day and I'm like, okay, I need to get over it. I have a podcast with Jai. I need to get on my shit. And you know, I felt sad and now we're back in business and it is what it is.
We're back, baby.
We're back. Fuck it. We felt sad and now we're back. Okay. We're over it.
That's so good.
But I think, just feel your feelings, but be aware enough to know that you are successful no matter where you are at in your journey. Each part comes with its own success. And then you have goals. We're always going to have goals and it's always going to be a journey to get to that next goal. So I love saying fake it till you make it, fake confidence, fake whatever you need to fake to get yourself, to trick yourself into, you know, the next level of your life, but don't kind of allow yourself to ignore the bad feelings. Let yourself feel sad and then move on because we're human. Trying to be on top of our shit every day is just going to cause burnout and no one wants that.
I love that. So many good tips. Usher, for the Unrealistic Workshop that's coming up in Los Angeles, you're going to be on the main stage. Tell me what's going through your head and tell me what you'll be bringing to the world.
Yeah, what's going through my head? I am definitely so nervous. I'm so excited because people have messaged me being like, I'm so excited to meet you. And that's what I'm most excited about, is just to be able to meet you and meet everybody that I'm getting to speak next to and meet the people that are coming out to see us and the people that I DM on a daily basis that, you know, support my work and just we have chats and virtual hangouts and all that stuff. I'm excited for that. As far as what I'll be bringing to the stage, I'm really excited to kind of elaborate on some of the stuff that we've talked about, you know, some of the things that I find help with mindset, and just, I really want to like hammer home the importance and the value of mindset and being your own biggest cheerleader before you put that value into someone else and expecting someone else to bring you up to the level you want to be at. I really think that we are our own biggest cheerleaders and advocates and obstacles. And I want to just talk about that. And
that's epic.
Show people that it's not as hard as they think it is. It is as hard as you think it is. You know, your mindset is going to be whatever your level of thinking is. That's how hard it's going to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I'm going to put it in better words for the workshop, but we'll get there.
Well, so the whole workshop is like, it's themed unrealistic. So it's like, right. Everything's about like, so unrealistic to me is like, it means that like expanding beyond what you believe is real or what you believe you deserve or what you believe you can achieve and things like that. So this really goes in line with like, how can we live that bigger, better life that we want to live in however capacity that is? Could be in relationships, could be in our health, could be in our business, could be
absolutely
all across the
board. You can apply it to every aspect of your life.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes. So yeah, I'm really excited to have you on the stage to talk about that. And I think the thing I'm looking forward to most is literally seeing everybody in person and just hanging out, you know, like it's amazing.
No, between years of COVID and lockdown and just like Zoom everything, I think it's just going to be very cool to be able to like hug and speak face to face and just be able to connect deeper with all of these people that we're all in the same boat, whether wherever we're at in our journey, we're all in the same boat. And I think that that's just going to be really fun to finally get to just be surrounded physically with the like-minded people that we've already been surrounded with virtually.
Love that so much. Hey, so where can we come and find you if you want to come and stalk your work and just see what you're about?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at @AshaBailey_, TikTok, same name, YouTube, same name. Yeah, everything. Asha Bailey. Type me in on Google and you'll find me. I'm not sure there are very many Asha Baileys out there doing the things I'm doing. So I'll pop up.
I love that so much. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time. And I always love just having a conversation with you. And like I say this every time, but we need to have more of them, I think.
Oh, always. I think that every time we chat, and I really appreciate you inviting me every time you do. I'm always happy to be here.
Hey, Make Your Breakers. Don't you hate how you can't sort through podcasts by most listened to, most reviewed, and most loved? Right? As fellow podcast junkies, we feel you. While we can't magically change Apple or Spotify's platform, we have created a little something-something. Sifting through all of Make Your Breaks episodes to date, yep, we are talking all 200-plus episodes, we've meticulously curated some banging playlists just for you. We're talking the all-time hottest hits from Make Your Break, starring the juicy inspiration, motivation, and creative biz insights you know and love. Sound good? Jump into the show notes and follow the link to generate your very own Make Your Break playlist.